Atlantic Zone in Studio G. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, March the 31st, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in Italy and Spain, more grim statistics as the COVID-19 ravages those countries. There's a lot more to come before the end of this dark chapter. In Italy, they're bracing for disease to spread south. Number two, the MyPillow guy joining the growing list of CEOs putting their companies to work to save the country from the pandemic that is wreaking havoc. Instead of making pillows, Mike Lindell and his team will be making life-saving face masks. And number one, the president was joined by other CEOs at the White House Monday when he unveiled a brand new testing kit for COVID-19 from Abbott Labs. It'll only take minutes to return results. He also announced we have passed more than 1 million people being tested, a milestone, but he says the worst of the pandemic still to come. Most of the predictions now are that somewhere between the next 8 and 14 days, maybe a touch longer, we're going to see incredibly difficult times in this country. Overnight, we passed 3,000 deaths. And if you're to believe China, which we don't, that would make the United States the highest fatalities in the world from the pandemic so far. Interesting to note, though, the fatalities, the number of sick, the United States is number one. Number of fatalities, the United States remains number five on the list behind Italy, Spain, China, and France. Italy at almost 12,000 deaths now. Spain headed for 8,000. China continuing to tell the world they have only 3,300, but a new report says that that number is not honest. We'll get back to that. France, over 3,000 deaths in France. And here's what is interesting about the numbers, is that per capita, per million people, the United States has the lowest incident of death per million people, except for China. And again, we don't trust their numbers, so China's numbers remain relatively irrelevant. The United States, 9.2 deaths per million at a 1.85% death rate. You look at the death rate in Italy, 11.39%. In Spain, 8.77%. China, 4%. France, 6.8%. It seems all the socialist countries don't seem to do as well when it comes to keeping people alive with this illness. The total number of people ill in the United States, somewhere around 170,000 and growing. Outbreaks in Louisiana, Michigan, New York, and California pushing those numbers higher every day. The question is, how far does it go and when does it stop? For the president and his team, though, in the Rose Garden yesterday, it was time to talk about new testing. And a new test was unveiled from Abbott Labs that will result in a test being finished in just minutes as to whether or not someone is positive for the illness. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, who was on this program just a couple of days ago, was along with the president when they unveiled the test Monday. It's bite number seven. Take a look at this test. Bite number seven. Go.
A point-of-care test is a test that gives you a result where you're getting care. This is truly a patient-centered approach, whether it's the doctor's office, a hospital, an emergency room, an urgent care center, or a drive-by testing site. Just like tests for flu or strep, where you go to the doctors, you get the test done, you can get an answer within minutes of having this test done. Now, with those tests being approved for Abbott and for others, these are available around the country. They're planning to scale up the number of tests that can be put out throughout the country over the next month, and patients can get the answer within as little as 15 to 5 minutes.
President Trump also noting that more than a million Americans have now been tested for the Wuhan virus. The Wuhan pandemic began in December, maybe earlier. Again, with the Chinese, you don't know what to believe. With the Chinese, you don't know what to believe. And what I mean by that is if you listen to new estimates put forth by Radio Free Asia, that's a United States government-funded nonprofit. They've been looking at the numbers, and they say the numbers in Wuhan alone indicate a death rate of 46,800 in the city of Wuhan alone. That's not all of China. That's just in that area. Not Shanghai, not some of the other cities that were affected by the virus, but 46,800. That is the estimate put together by people crunching the numbers there. Ironically, 21 million Chinese cell phone accounts vanished from December of 2019 until March of 2020, an unusual anomaly. 21 million phones went dark. It's never happened before. I'm not suggesting 21 million people died in China, but I am suggesting something's going on that we're not being told the truth about. The Wuhan Health Organization, better known as the World Health Organization, seems to want to carry the water for China on a regular basis. And because of that, the numbers cannot be believed. The World Health Organization refuses to acknowledge the fact that Taiwan exists, for example. And the number one funder of the World Health Organization, the number one funding source for the World Health Organization, do you know what it is? Anybody? Bill Gates. Why would Bill Gates allow these numbers to be manipulated when we know that they're not true? By the way, we have tested more people than any country in the world now. Bite number 9 from President Trump. A million more. More than a million people have been tested thus far. Here's what the president had to say from the Rose Garden about that. Bite 9.
Today we reached a historic milestone in our war against the coronavirus. Over 1 million Americans have now been tested, more than any other country by far, not even close, and tested accurately.
And tested accurately. And now, tests will take about a minute or five, but not very long. Quick testing, quick results, Abbott Labs stepping up and getting it done. And once again, and I think this is important, the president calling for unity. You know, you hear these political hacks on television go after the president. We're dealing with an unprecedented worldwide pandemic. And to hear some of these folks, you think that Donald Trump was somehow to blame for the deaths of the United States. Well, does that mean that the prime ministers of Italy and Spain and France and Iran and the United Kingdom are all incompetent? Because that's basically the assertion that somehow Donald Trump knew this was going to happen and he did nothing about it. The fact of the matter is, for several administrations, there's been a call to prepare for a pandemic. There were calls put forth in 2003 and 2006, again in 2009 and 2010, to prepare with ventilators and surgical masks and personal protection equipment. Donald Trump walked into a cupboard that was empty. The warnings had been issued by the government accounting office and others for the last 25 years. Warnings have been issued for the last 25 years that we were not prepared for exactly what we're dealing with now. And these fools find that now is the appropriate time to use their hatred for the president to use this as some sort of a political weapon. And I say, clean up your act. You want to have a political conversation, that's fine. When we're done, we can sort out what happened, what got done in record speed, what was pulled together, and the fact that the states have a responsibility to look after themselves. It's not nanny federal government. He's not the federal babysitter. You have to do things for yourselves on occasion, and it's a pandemic. Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show. Unnecessary sedation.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you.
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit EAMonline.org. That's EAMonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.